You could get a 3/4 rare duvet.
This is what's going to be weird. How often do you have an eye-to-eye conversation with someone?
An eye-to-eye one?
Yeah,
so are you going to cope with eye contact?
I don't know.
Are you saying you're autistic now, son?
No, but everyone does, don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone struggles with eye contact.
But you know what? That's where we've gone wrong with all the technology of today. And just speaking through messages.
But that's what's going to be cool about it. Because, like, I think it's really rare to actually just speak to someone. Do you know what I mean? Like, especially my age group, I don't think it ever happens.
No, it's true. You're all too bothered. The only way you lot communicate is through Snapchat.
And then if I was speaking to any of my mates now, I'd still be checking my phone.
Yeah.
And then speaking.
But you know what? Adults are like that as well. It's rude.
Mm-hmm.
I do it, but it's rude.
But, like, unless it's on here, I think, like, not like a rule, but I'll just say, like, you're not. But I think it
if you're doing a podcast, you're going to say you're not.
But I think it'd be cool because, I don't know, you just don't have those conversations. But the only person I have those conversations with really is Tom. You know, where you don't, as in what else? As in where you don't touch your phone.
This is why you're supposed to, when you have a meal, have a no phone policy. So whether you're with your dad.
Yeah, but that's for family, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but you should do that with people. Should we put our phones down?
No, well, it's kind of a contradiction because I'm going to be showing you some videos in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you know this morning, this is what I like about it too, like, I don't think, with my videos, I told you this, like,
you don't need to look at the mic.
I know, yeah. With my videos, like, I used to, I'd be like, hi guys, how you doing, we're doing this, we're doing that.
Hi, it's Woody here. No, what's it?
With this.
Hi guys. That's it, yeah.
With this, so just made this peak probably. with this, like, I feel like it's... I'm still, at the moment, a bit nervous because it's, like, I'm trying to... Yeah. But, like, it's so much more real to who I am. So, I think that's why I'm doing it.
Cool.
Anyway, what I wanted to show you was... So, do you know how we're talking about that whole Logan Paul stuff this morning?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About showing a dead body and everything.
Yeah, and you know how I was saying, like, if someone disagreed with him, with that, not necessarily that that's wrong... but that he should be given a second chance, people will get persecuted now, and like, oh, he showed a dead body, and I almost think like the internet's become that, like you can't make any mistakes now, because it's all like documented. And
I agree.
This is what scares me about the podcast as well, like what if I say something
that comes that, back to haunt you later on?
Yeah, because, you know, you say dumb stuff all the time, don't
especially
you?
Especially if you know, like, you've had a bit of alcohol, so you're a bit more relaxed and you don't think about it.
I think that would be fun to do, to have a drink and do this.
But that's what that celebrity, that YouTuber that went on I'm a Celebrity, it was just a silly Twitter when he was 16, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
And he got taken off a show. We all say things that we're going to regret. And I just think it's silly to... If he was sitting there on live TV or a big programme like I'm a Celebrity... and then said the same as what he said on the tweets, then I can understand him removing him from the show, but not for something he did 5 years ago.
Mm.
And don't we see... I suppose with the... Is it Logan Paul?
Yeah.
I suppose with him, and the reason why people were in uproar...
I'm trying not to do that, because it'll make the thing peak.
The reason why people were in uproar is because so many kids follow him.
Yeah.
So it disturbed kids. I get that. But didn't he apologise straight away?
I've never admitted this, but when I watched the video, I feel like I've got quite tough skin anyway. Mm. But I watched it and I was like, okay, before the uproar.
Yeah.
And then everyone had an uproar and then everyone suddenly changed their opinion. Anyway, what I want to do is I want to show you, like, I want to show you the videos that happened. I'll show you the ones where it's censored so you won't actually see the dead body.
What, is it just like a dead body, somebody's lying on the floor dead?
Yeah.
But no, he's not cut up.
No, he was in the suicide forest in China, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Japan.
Yeah.
And he went there because he thought it would be like funny to like sleep in a haunted forest.
Yeah.
And he came across a dead body.
Ugh.
But and then he made the decision to upload it. So that's why everyone's annoyed at him, because he technically exploited a dead person who had no say in the matter.
Isn't that a bit deep?
Personally, I think that's wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Okay.
I mean...
But he's dead, you don't know.
Yeah, but if you were dead, Would you want someone recording?
No, say if something, say like you took a drug overdose.
Yeah.
Right. And a YouTuber took a video. I can understand that the family wouldn't be happy. And I get why they don't want to on YouTube. Totally get that. Especially when you think of, you know, family. It's like when Princess Diana, you know, the photos of her and how that was seen as bad at the time. So I do understand it. And I think he's wrong to do that. But that's where YouTube gives you the freedom to do what you can and can't do. But then if he is, it's like when, you know, One Direction and they do something wrong when they're supposed to have this clean boy image. Yeah. That they're slated so badly because they've got so many children following them. So that's saying, hey kids, you can watch this video of dead people, it's okay. Yeah. And it's not okay. So I get that side of it, but would I slate him for it? I'd go, no, he's done a bad thing there. He's not been wise.
And he said sorry.
Yeah, but he said sorry. And if he did it again, he should be banned. Or should videos then have a censor on them? You know, like movies? Nah.
Well, that's the big thing. Basically, YouTube has gone from like this dirty, like almost like unregulated place, and now it's becoming more corporate. YouTube is censoring a lot of people's content, but then people are saying like, it's not, you don't really have the right to do that, and that everyone wants a new platform now.
Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I suppose then that comes down to parents. You know, if I put, Josh...
I'm going to make sure this is recording, huh? I think it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Cool.
If I put, right...
Yeah.
A child safety on Matt's iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah, which he did have. Would he have been able to see that Logan Paul video?
It's debatable because it's not, like... After, what's weird is YouTube really liked Logan because obviously he was pulling like extreme views, like millions on just a vlog, you know, like the vlogs I used to do. He's pulling millions on those. Mm. So obviously he's making YouTube a lot of money because they're putting advertisements on his videos.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it almost seemed like YouTube as well was like looking over stuff he was doing. To make them money.
Was that the only thing he did wrong, or has he done loads of things wrong?
It's the way he comes, like, when he did it, he made a video and he was like, oh, I've made a severe lapse in my judgment.
Yeah.
And the internet was going mad because he had had like a couple months of just dominating the internet, making loads of money. And then, hold on, I don't even know what my point was.
I'm saying, I think it was more, would YouTube have censored that if you've got, you know, child safety locks on your, on it, you know, like
it's
on
not 100%.
See, that's where it's wrong then, isn't it?
Yeah. Would you be okay with me seeing that?
Yeah, because you've seen a lot more.
Yeah, but with Matt, like...
And especially if it's like a sensitive girl or a sensitive child or somebody who's got mental health issues.
I'm not...
You know, they go into a forest where it's knowing that people commit suicide.
Yeah.
Is that great for us to view?
So let me show you. So, like, the punishment he got was YouTube...
Should find him, possibly, yeah?
No, well, in some respects they did. They cancelled his series they were doing with him.
Yeah.
They cancelled... He had two series and they're not coming out anymore. Yeah. They stopped his video from earning money for... His videos from earning money for a while. And he donated, I can't remember how much it was, it might have been a million too.
So hasn't he paid his time? It's like when you go to jail for something, right?
Yeah.
Should you just always be knowing for that?
I sometimes think that...
Yeah, this is an incident. You know Gino Ginelli? What's his name? Gino, the Italian chef. He was on Celebrity and he's the chef on This Morning.
No.
And he does celebrity juice. It come out in the papers this week that when he was 19, he was a burglar. And he burgled Paul Young's, he was a famous singer back then, house and robbed him of loads of money. So the newspaper article was about the fact that Paul still went on the show. And he said, well, I've forgiven him. I got most of the stuff back.
Yeah.
He went to prison for 2 years.
And also...
should he be defined the fact that he was a burglar when he was 19? Or should he have a second chance?
Yeah, and Logan is only 22.
I don't think he should be subjected and his life should be over because he showed a dead body.
I think he should learn from it. Everyone's so, like... People jealous of the success as well.
Yeah. There's loads of... I mean, people get trigger happy on keyboard warriors, don't they?
Yeah.
It's just stupid. They wouldn't do it to his face. Okay, they had to
demonstrate. But technically, let me show you this video.
Yeah, but that's because it was
it was groups.
Yeah, crowds in numbers. Was it confident? What is it when they come? Like, what's the word?
I don't know, but together? Confidence in masses.
Yeah.
It's just like I saw that video and I was like, no human should be treated like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think before.
Was he treated like that, or did he kill himself?
No, Logan.
No. Oh, you're talking about Logan. Yeah.
I didn't think I was a forgiving person until I saw how unforgiving other people are.
Yeah.
And I was like, just... To be fair, I will forget about something if someone says sorry. That's just how I am.
I forget. I can have an argument with Rich.
Yeah.
And not remember what I started on. And I'm the one who mostly had the beef in the first place.
Do you remember me and Rich had that big argument?
Mm.
Weirdly, as soon as he said sorry, I felt bad.
Yeah.
I felt bad that I had upset him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm the same, Josh. But people, what happens with people is they get hurt, right, from other people, and that hurt will go on to something like poor Logan. And even though that hurt's not been dealt with in that situation, because they can jump onto something else.
Yeah.
You know, are they doing? Or they're just jealous of his success, and they just think, but why would you go out of your way, right, and go and demonstrate where he is? So crowds of people go around and tell him what a knob he's been.
Well, to be fair, it's because it was a boxing press conference. So in boxing press conferences, you normally have, like, some beef and, like, But I thought it was the level of personal stuff they brought in, and they started bringing in stuff about the family, about Logan's family, like calling his girlfriend a hoe.
No,
which is girlfriend. She, do you know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's an American police thing, is it?
Yeah, so it's it's not police, I think it's something to do with either Marvel or DC.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she's an actor in that.
Oh, okay.
So she's literally done nothing wrong in her life. Just people, just in a relationship with Logan.
Yeah, but have you not heard that people just always do that? They always go, it's like my friend has an issue with another friend, right?
Yeah.
And then started calling her husband's. All kinds of words that I wouldn't repeat.
Can I show you the video then?
Yeah.
So I want to see, have your final verdict of, do you think he deserved it?
I'll possibly say
the way they, yeah.
I'll possibly say no anyway.
Let me just check. Record audio, record desktop, record. Yeah, okay, cool. Computer audio, yeah. Okay, let me get it up.
Is this being videoed as well?
Yeah.
Hello. I didn't realise. I thought it was just this.
I want to get some other cameras eventually. So, like, one close up.
Did you sell your other camera?
I did, yeah. From a moped.
Yeah, okay.
This is another one. Okay, is this it? Press conference highlights. So this is his challenger. He's a UK YouTuber. He lives in London.
Yeah. Why have they got tops off? It's not like
it's a boxing match.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not boxing yet.
I thought it was a box presentation.
This is the...
Do you want me to set this out?
No, keep it in. I've got two headphones. That's why I wanted to split them.
Okay.
Prepared me.
Yeah, yeah. You're prepared by me.
Huh? I asked you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's KSI fighting Logan.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is in London somewhere. Can you hear it?
No.
Can you hear it now?
Oh, I can now. Yeah, I'll do it then.
Cool.
Let's do it, yeah.
Welcome to London, motherfucker!
Is that Logan Paul? That's not Logan Paul.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah.
That's the True Jordan. He does. I really like True Jordan.
That Walmart shit won't work here, boy.
I think I might get my hair cut like him.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to talk to me.
Hasn't England already suffered enough? We lost to Croatia in the semi-finals. We had Trump come over last week. Now we got you this week.
He's not bothered by
you. You got a new girlfriend now.
Is this normal?
This is it.
Oh! Chloe Bennett. What's up, babes?
It's It's like pantomime, though.
It is, but...
Wait. So, why don't you introduce me to her? Huh? Apparently, you only have 85% of your testicle. Let me give her the extra 15. Let me show her a real man.
It's so bad, isn't it?
It's funny.
Wait, no, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
This is coming from
Shut the fuck up.
See, at this point, I just feel bad for it. Because I know if someone spoke to me like that and everyone was against me, I would pretend to laugh it off.
So you think he's pretending to laugh off? But isn't this just set up like this?
It is set up, but I don't know. I feel like it's too far.
But what does he say about it on Twitter afterwards?
He didn't say anything in this. There's another press conference where it was very equal and they were both spatting at each other.
This is my town now, bitch!
It's so funny.
Shut the fuck up!
It's funny to hear you talk about your baby carrot dick. Keep going, I enjoy it.
How are you gonna try and audition for Baywatch?
This is boring. The only really bad part after this is when his dad comes on.
Everyone has my back. One hand, right? You wouldn't do shit. You're an old man.
This is to his dad.
But I'm sure you wouldn't mind losing one round.
He's speaking to Logan Paul's dad.
Of all the little girls you like kissing.
He's on the side of the stage. If someone spoke about my dad like that, or you, I just couldn't, you know what I mean?
So what, carry on, let me watch it now.
That's his dad.
You sick, deadbeat, bald-headed prick. How are you gonna make not one, but two dumbass children? What the fuck is wrong with your sperm?
Hey, if you want to ask about the two dumb children,
shut the fuck up.
Ask your mom. Ask your mom about the two dumb children.
It just looks to me like it's set up.
That might look like it from an outside view, and that's quite interesting, to be fair. Anyway, all that happened after that was he proceeded to call it like a pedo and stuff. And then Logan. At the end, Logan walked off. Look, see, it's on the. Okay, so this is the end. So see, tell me if you think he seems like
pissed off.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Logan. Fuck you, Logan. Fuck you, Logan. Fuck you, Logan. All right. How you feeling, bro? Is that lip quivering?
Hey.
Is that lip? How's that lip?
Hey, I would love to sit here and answer your questions. All right, I feel like KSI addressed everything.
All right, JJ.
London, I'm out. I'll see you August 25th.
What do you think?
I think it's set up.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both making a lot of money from it.
Yeah.
You right, Matt?
You right?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm doing a podcast.
Okay,
never mind. Okay. Oh. I think, personally, that's set up.
Do you?
Yeah. It's not nice, but is that what they do to each other in these things?
Yeah, it is, but I've never saw a press conference get that deep.
Would I be offended by it? Yes, I would, babe, but I don't think he is.
Do you not think he's just started making loads of money?
Yeah, I just think it's pantomime.
I feel like he wouldn't have got that much hate if it wasn't for the, you know...
No, but you don't know, they haven't got banners going saying, she's a whore, she's a whore. You know, like when you go in, you know, when they televise, like, shows, they have boards up and say, clap now. You know, shout out now.
If I was in that audience...
Mm. Oh, I wouldn't do it. I'd feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd feel uncomfortable treating another human like that. Don't care if it's in the masses. I think it's wrong.
I know, but, yeah, I can see what you're saying, but I still think it's all staged. Would you like to sit there and hear it? No, I wouldn't, because I can't take it.
And the horrible thing is, though, is me and a lot of other people, I naturally find that quite entertaining. It's beef. It's like
it's
like those Orange, you know, what's it, Orange County show you watch?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that, but you really don't know if this is real or not.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's questionable whether it's real or not. Because if that's not real, that's out of order. And that's slander, and he could have them done for it. That's what I'm saying.
They sign contracts to base it, I think.
Well, if they sign contracts, that shows me it's all staged.
Yeah.
The most funny, after the end of the show, they go, you're right, mate, didn't mean any of it. And shake hands on it. You know what I mean?
No, I doubt it. Highly doubt it.
Or they'll be sitting there laughing, going, yeah, that's just made us a load of money. He didn't look visibly upset. Even the dad didn't. Because I'm not being funny. If somebody was like that, I'd be going for them.
No, but if they go for them, that they won't make any money because...
So it's staged, Josh?
Is it, though? Because you're almost stopping yourself because you know, look, if we get to the fight and I don't snap at him now, I'm gonna get a paycheck. That could set me up for life.
Yeah, so that to me sounds like it's staged.
So he's brought it on himself, pretty much.
No, he hasn't brought it on himself.
I'm just trying to get your opinion.
I just don't think he's brought it on himself. He's had, you know, he's done a wrong thing. He showed a dead body, and you know, it's quite a sensitive issue. And they're exploiting that. But is he upset by that interview? I don't think he is.
Interesting.
I don't think he is. I think he was smiling. I don't think he knew what to say.
Yeah. But I just think, imagine, right, he flew from LA
for that interview.
He's got there. I don't think he's realised, like, us Brits, we're nasty. You know what I mean? We can get, compared to other countries, I think we can get vile. And I think he was shocked by the amount of support that, you know, KSI had.
I just think, yeah, but when you come, it's like when you come to another football team, if you're playing away, there's always more supporters than away supporters. Yeah.
I think he might have had an idea.
Yeah, I think...
They did have an American press conference, but it was more on his side.
Yeah, that will have... There you go, then.
Lean in a bit, Mum, so the mic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There you go, then.
I
think it's staged, Josh.
Do you?
A lot of it, yeah. Was it nice to hear, no?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've done that again.
You can really... You like ADHD? Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah. Is that what you like? Or like?
I've got ADHD. I wonder where my kids get it from.
Huh? I don't think I have ADHD.
I've never told him.
Hey guys, so this is the end of the first post-millennium podcast. This was a beta episode, meaning that it's not exactly how I want it to be, but it's sort of, you know, a very rough idea of what the final podcast is going to be like. The first real episode should be out maybe next week sometime. I'm going to do a video explaining what this podcast is. If you did make it to the end of this podcast, I sincerely thank you guys. Make sure to subscribe, or I think you can subscribe on all the other apps. I'm not sure, just... show your support if you can. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. Watching or listening, actually. All right, see ya.